Do you think your Wu-Tang sword can defeat me?
Oh, my God.
On guard.
Ooh.
Is that a ninja strike in your eye?
Really, really chafes, I tell ya. Oh, I'm really sore. Don't ever piss off a ninja.
What a way to start Maggot House Podcast number 4.
What's the matter? Can't you speak when you spoke to? Life was harder. Everything was harder. Got a brain like a peanut on a plate. Better than no monkey. Talk to me like a sparrow on a tree. Look at you, you haven't got a nightmare. Talk to me like a sparrow on a tree.
And that was Fred Frith with Sparrow Song, a lovely man who makes lovely music and was once the bass player in Naked City, a wonderful band who make wonderful music.
Well, having a bit of a cough there, were you, John?
A little bit of a cough.
A bit of a cough. Did you, like, disguise an insult in that little bit of wordage you just had for me?
I don't believe I did. I may have done subconsciously, but I do like a cough every now and again.
See, I'm getting a little bit paranoid here. It's a bit like you just said to me, would you like some for coffee? And I'd be a bit like, what?
Well, would you like a cup of coffee?
I know what you're like. I know what you're doing, and I don't like it. I'm going to take you to South Africa in the back of my trunk, swimming trunk. and I'm going to give you to this man. He's going to beat you up.
And what's he going to do with me then?
Well, I don't know.
Do you think he might drop me off back home afterwards?
I'm a ninja, yo, my life is like a video game. My main thing when I'm in the zone. One player, one life in the mark, I'm with a dog.
Go ninja, go!
No fucking around, I'm cutting down anyone I'm apart. Trying to fuck up my game with razor sharp. Political throw starts, get my flows on. Hostile, wild, out of control. Ninja scope, we'll fuck the roof. Dow, rough rounds, a tough times, red book, all course. Scrow, till I hit 777 at the 8 p.m. Straight famine or feast when you're living on the razor edge. Stay sharp, sharp, rolling with the S.O.S. High energy, you never seen Zeph so fresh. When we mark, check hard, death flows flex. Yo, we are the must, stuck not, fuck in the press. We not like the rest. My style is UFO. Totally unknown, you can't fuck with my new Zeph flow. I'm hard to miss, you're going to this, you're going to that. You fucking who said so? I do it a lot, too hot to handle, too cold to hold. You can't fuck with the chosen one. I want to knock your arm, a ninja. Fuck with my Game Boy or I'll boost you. Life is stuff when I get stuck on my diamonds up. I boost through till I break on through to the other side. Fantastically poor with patience like a stalker. Ninja is hardcore. been cut so deep, feel no pain, it's not sore. Don't ask for cock, or you get what you asked for. I'm like a wild animal in the corner, waiting for the break of dawn, trying to get through the knot. Just a man with the will to survive my blade. Swing free, decapitate a hater with amazing ease. This is not a game, boy, don't play with me. I work my mark, saber like a wild fucking savage from the dark side. Danger, yin through the yang. Totally hot deck ninjas, motherfucking big in Japan. I seen the future, but I've never got nothing in my hand. Except a microphone, big dreams, and a plan. Fly talking, skywalking like a ninja. This is Locke, the coolest song I ever heard in my whole life. Fuck all of you who said I wouldn't make it. They said I was a loser. They said I was a no one. They said I was a fucking psycho. But look at me now, all up in the interweb. Worldwide, 2009, Futurista, Enter the Ninja.
Watch all the lovely and flowy in that one. Fusser. It's all floaty, lovely. Oh, it's a good one, that. No, they got a nice video. If you've not seen the video, got a girl with funny hair and man, very skinny man, if you're into skinny men at all. And yes, D'Antvoil is the name of the band, and they're very good. I like them, and they're very popular with the young folk, you know.
Not a fan of the ninja then, John?
Bloody hate him. Ninjas always drinking on the bloody streets at the bloody weekend, causing trouble, playing their music too loud, sneaking up on you, throwing stars in your eyes. God, it was that programme. The bloody programme on RTV Bloody 6 on a bloody Saturday evening, you know, bloody ninjas in your eyes. Oh, God, I can't stand the bloody shite. Bloody crap. That bloody Vernon basket case on the bloody TV telling you should buy this and buy that and donate to this, and then throw ninjas in your eyes. Oh, no. Oh, not my eyes. No. Oh, that hurts. Oh, no. Not again. Every flaring Saturday evening.
We'll be right back.
Well, yes, that was a track called Tulisa. Tulisa, it was at that N-dubs, and but it was by Trio VD, who were very good. We went to see them, didn't we, John?
We did. I actually thought it was called Tulisa.
Oh, like Tulisa Simpson, something like that?
Something like along those lines, yeah, yeah. Tulisa, this is a lovely song.
But, yes, well, I haven't got a clue. I mean, what the fuck do I know? I mean, seriously, if anyone's going to know nothing about anything, it'll be me. I'm the man. Showing lots of ninjaism, ninjuristic track, I felt.
Very many ninjuristic qualities there in that tune. The uncompromising sax stabs to the face, the guitar riffs to the nuts, and the drumming paradiddles.
Ninjuristic paddleism. Paradiddleism.
Ninjuristic paradiddleism. I think that's what what the man was trying to say there.
Yeah, Trio VD, a very good band if you do get a chance to see them. And we described them as ninjuristic paradiddleism. Something like that. And, yeah, pour a little sugar on me.
I'd rather not.
No, there's a little story about me and Def Leppard. I was there in the pub, age 8, drinking cider when the ambulance went past with the drummer's arm in it. There you go. That's a story that my dad tells everyone. There you go. It's a piece of Sheffield truth for you, that one. How do you feel about that?
That is some claim to fame. Good grief.
Yep, it's perfectly, absolutely, monumentally true. I had a small blonde mullet, so did the drummer. We connected, the mullets almost attracted each other as he flew past.
The arm actually tried to make its way out of the vehicle and to graft itself onto your body because there was such a connection.
Was it his arm? Yeah, it was his arm, wasn't it?
It was his arm. Well, I mean, if you'd have actually gone with the flow and let it graft itself to your body, you would have been able to actually play half of Def Leppard's beats, maybe. And a three-armed Cibola solo may just sound a little something like this.
was Renard, and with some frantic drumming, and we're going to play some badass motherfucking gangster stuff now. This is a bit of freestyling for you, John. Are you into that?
Oh, I love a bit of freestyling. I used to have an Amoco freestyler myself when I was a young boy, and I used to freestyle all over the streets of Aylesowen, wheeling and endoing till the days were done.
I'm a freestyler myself. I'm a freestyle swimmer. Excellent. Do butterfly, giraffe, elephant. And this is a freestyle from Creyshawn. Do you know, are you a fan of Creyshawn?
I'm a big fan of Creyshawn. I got all his MP3s. I'm down with the shit, man. I think it's all going on.
It's a she.
That shit over here. It's DJ Fletch.
I got purple in my sweatshirt, purple in my car, purple in my wine clad, purple label up. Grapes, what's up? Grapes, what's up?
Mixtapetrap.com.
Oh, it's Cray, baby. Oh, hey, baby. I get to work. You just lazy, baby. I need my break now. When, where, and how? This second right here with a couple pounds. I be town bound, dropping in the scraper. I've been around my world doing shows and getting paper. Need my medicine again, again. I'm with 2 Chainz and 2 bricks and 2 hands. I'm hungry. Hungry for this money. Call me Cray Hefty. Playboy bunny, about that juice, cheese, bread, breakfast, stacking up, breakfast. I got all the syrup, 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 about that juice, cheese, bread, breakfast, stacking up.
Come up, show Cosmic Ev, Creyshawn in the building. Oh man, she's about to bomb the booth. You know what it is. What up, Cray? What up, mommy?
Hey, what up?
Let's go.
It's DJ Fletch.
Yo.
Hey, I don't need no TLC. Hey, I just need some THC. Hey, I'm higher than Miss Courtney Love, like murder in the first degree. Certainly, you got me confused with them stupid broads shooting dice in the streets. Taught me how to play the odds. I find it odd that your Twitter page is private. You got 2 phones, one of them stays silent. Now who the fuck is calling in the middle of the night? They hanging up when I pick up, I'm about to grab my knife. Uh-huh. You trying to play me like a boss, but you faker than I cut your dick off. Ooh, like Lorena Bobbitt. Yeah, I'm Creyshawn, and you can't stop it. I'm Britney Spears, and I just shaved my head. I'm off hella drugs, that's what I said. I run up in your house with choppers like I'm Patty Hearst. I'm stylish but violent like a tinted hearse. And in my purse I got that 22. I get the job done. You are a fool. Envy Nasty, she driving the getaway. I don't give a f***. Man, I'm Creyshawn, I'm from the Bay, and I'm from Oakland. Always stay smoking, a big leaking out my mouth, and I'm toking.
Creyshawn in the building.
Ooh.
Keep going, mom, keep it going. Come on, show Cosmic Kev, go in. You still there? Keep going, Cray, keep going. I got you. Keep going. Come on.
Can we take over at this point?
I'm gonna wrap your ass off, mother. Bring it on, bitch.
Yeah. You little pushover, baby boy, I'm gonna push your ass off the swing. Gonna make you sting. Gonna push the bling off your swing and make it slap you in the eye, motherfucker. Cause you're gonna go down like a fat clown. You're gonna be rolling around on the ground with a frown, you motherfucker. I'm gonna break your legs like you ain't got legs like eggs. They're gonna be broken like a scrambled egg.
No way you're gonna break my legs, you smack. I'm gonna kick your fucking leg. I'm gonna break your leg. I'm gonna snap it in two like a big fucking fairy poo. I'm gonna throw it in your face, in your eye. I'm gonna.
No way, you bitch, you're gonna snap me up now. You can't even get out some spooky pie. Brother shit, because your fat ass is full of mumfy rumfy big bang pating pang bitch. And I'm gonna rub you up like a noodle in a noodle bar when you can't go by like the sheep that you know you are. I'm gonna run a ski lift down your nose, gonna make you touch your toes, motherfucker. Listen to me, give my rap, it's all that, and it's so fly, it's like the Superman in the sky. I'm gonna run around on the floor like a ball, gonna give you some more, cause your bitch, you ain't got nothing to give me now, cause it's all gone back to the store.
Man, this ain't a joke. Young Chris Sean, come through Facebook, poke you. Yeah.
That was Pantera. Yeah, I was just wondering what you were trying to say about my nose anyway, really. Running a ski lift down it, you know?
It's just a thought.
Well, it's not a very nice one, all right? If you haven't got anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Fair enough.
But I think after listening to that song, I could wink at a lady and make her pregnant. Very good. A good way to go about it. Very, you know, practiced in the safe sex winking at lady pregnancy system. Safe but expensive. I've got lots of them now.
Bit of a problem if you've got a tick, I guess. You might overfire and hurt some poor girl.
Yeah, that's an unfortunate situation there.
The sun was really bright, you know, you might be kind of just slowly squeezing into someone that you didn't mean to. It'd be quite an affliction, would it? I mean, you get these these X-Men mutants, superpowers, but I mean, what if, you know, when you closed your eyes, if you were looking at someone, they got pregnant, that'd be awful.
Well, that's especially if it was a male person.
I suppose he'd be a bit worried as well.
I think so, yes.
And we should maybe actually play a kind of ninjuristic song that we wrote ourselves.
Yes, I think that would be a good idea.
Sounded like you made that one up.
The song?
The whole thing? You made it all up?
Yeah.
Well, I've made a song up as well.
Have you?
Yeah, better than yours.
Is it?
Loads.
Really?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
What's it called?
This one's called... This one's really good.
Is it? Has it got any ninjas in it?
It's got... probably four.
Four ninjas is good.
One in particular.
One in particular.
Particularly harsh ninja.
A really harsh master ninja.
Ninja master.
Ninja master.
Can you guess who he is?
Yoshimatsu Inkontero.
Close.
Unkinara Hakasika.
No, not him.
Is it Bruce Lee?
No, it was Patrick Swayze, actually.
Yeah. Not the greatest ninja, but decent ninja skills. But
and this is for him.
The private parts, they ache for you. San Francisco. To see as ointment in it. To feed the fishes in it. In it. Oh. The clouds cover the moon. Not all the time. Sometimes my mother wears stockings for my nan. Why does she do it? I just don't know. But I'm disturbed from childhood. Flowers all around me. Oh, they're my friends.
I dream of
I had something in my throat. Oh, that sounded nice. But I don't have that voice. I don't like
dancing.
I only like my friends when they dance around me on rooftops. Oh, the trees, the wind is blowing.
That was Crasher with Dirty Dancing, and that's one of the free downloads from our Bandcamp site, released a couple of months back with Mr. Warren Smith, and you can get that from maggotshouse.bandcamp.com.
So, Dirty Dancing, is that just having a dance before you have a wash?
You know, have you ever seen a person filthy dancing?
What, like dancing in a muddy puddle?
No.
Like what then?
Like as if a man were to dive from the top of a wardrobe onto you know, as part of his dance. That's dirty.
With his penis out?
Exactly, yes.
Oh, now I've got it. Now I've got it. Penis dancing.
Yes, yes, yes. They've given it a name, you know. In Jamaica, on the dance hall, they call it daggering.
Oh! What is daggering, then? What was involved in daggering?
The song that I'll show you, when the next song is on, I'll show you the video, but the band called Major Lazer, and I'll play you one of those songs to the people who's listening, and I'll show you a video that's got daggering in it. They did.
So Major Lazer are into their daggering. Is it basically rubbing your penis up against someone else as you're dancing?
Damn right it is.
Now I've got it. Except they don't call it daggering and put it in videos when I do it.
Seven, six, five, four, three, two, are you ready?
Fucking adverts on fucking YouTube.
fucking YouTube a fucking free fucking service of videos, and you got a fucking advert and your fucking face every fucking 5 minutes. You fucking, oh, it fucking winds me fucking up. It right does. Ah.
Yes, and what more fitting a way to introduce a song by the band Zoo. Spelt Z-U, but said the same way.
Crazy. It's like a zoo, but spelt differently, so it's not a zoo. It's still zoo, but it's not a zoo like you think it's a zoo. It's a different type of zoo, and we don't actually know what type of zoo that is, but it still sounds the same. Do you think it's got any animals in it still, or
I reckon it's probably full of paper.
Paper animals, or just paper? Piles of paper. On paper walls, and paper, eating paper, and they sell paper, and this is zoo.
Oh, that one's really made my knee ache.
Oh, yes. Stiff back now.
Ooh.
You will give me all of your Skittles.
Yes. Judge Skittle.
I would love a Skittle. Thank you very much.
Well, that's handy because
I've just got to ask this man here. He's the guy out of the Cure, the singer. I forget his name now. What's his name? My memory's not very good at the minute.
His name...
Robert Smith. That's the bunny. Anyway, Rob will give you a skittle, so calm down, shut up and get on the fucking number 14, you bastard.
and I am very jolly, and I've got a cat, and his name is Paul, and he wears a little collar.
That's Morrissey, you crazy fool.
I thought he was in the same band as that last band that we just played.
Now he ain't in The Cure, is he, Morrissey? He was in that other band,
Didn't he play the bongos in Brother Beyond in the 1980s in Nottingham?
This next song reminds me of the time that I spent in the Outer Hebrides catching wild, exotic butterflies. And it reminds me of a man that I once met called Ski Wool Bubble. And I would say to him, Ski Wubble, why have you got a number 10 and the word twat written on your poncho? And it was this song that he used to tell me the story. Only if... All right, then. No more unethical
treatment of the elephant. So anyway, so no more elephant, so what were we going to play? We were going to play...
Big Balls!
I'll give you Big Balls, shut up.
And on telly last night with a... What big ball? Huge 10-stone testicle!
Oh, well, you know what he would need? An operation. Was the English Dogs. I know the drummer, he's a lovely man. I had a dream about him last night, you know. And in this dream, I met Sebastian Bach from Skid Row, the band. He was really tall and really, really skinny, I would say. Could use another word, but I'd say skinny. And I visited a friend of mine, Mr. Tompkins. He was busy bombing off the third balcony up in his gigantic swimming pool-filled mansion. But at the door, when I arrived, I knocked. I waited. And lo and behold, who arrived? Mr. Grizz. And he was very, very drunk and just wearing his pants. That's it.
So a little bit filthy, then?
A tiny bit. He just pooed a tiny bit.
Hello?
Hello?
Excuse me?
Excuse me?
Is this the party line?
Is it what?
Hello?
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 Excuse me?
What?
Subiste en vender a mi corazón.
lo que había en él, ¿por qué no tuviste el valor de ver quién soy? Soy, ¿por qué no escuchas lo que está tan cerca de ti? Solo el ruido de afuera y yo estoy a un lado de esa.
And to finish this month's Maggot House podcast, we're going to finish with a very special live session in the studio. I'm going to sing a little song here. John's going to play guitar. So, any last words, John?
Yeah, I would just like to say, over the course of this last hour, I've just noticed what a great sense of humour you've got. And every now and again, you actually make others laugh as well.
It's not very often. And, I mean, let's be honest, it's normally just you.
Well, this is true, but...
The song we're going to play here now is called Great Sense of Humour, and see you again another time on the Maggot House. Motherfucker. And we'll leave you with this lovely song. This is a Great Sense of Humour.
Ratatatatat. Went to the zoo, it was Friday. Nobody there, 'cause we're in holiday. Plenty of animals in zoo though. Plenty of penguins and giraffes and like. It was lovely, it was made of concrete, but you know I didn't like it. It gave me a fright when I saw the bats and the creatures in the aquarium. They made me quite queasy. The one jumped out, attached itself to my forehead, and it made me sick. It injected its poison into my abdomen. But later I was alright after the hospital had come around and took me away in a stretcher, and it was
alright.
I was deemed fit for the zoo once again.
It was alright. He was deemed fit for the zoo.
So I went back to the gorilla that had stung me with his dangerous pointed tail. And I said, you know, to me little ones, I'm gonna throw you to the piranhas. But they weren't scared, because they knew I was lying, because I'm a joker, me, and I always tell them shit like that. And they don't believe me, because it's just my sense of humour.
Sense of humour.
Just my sense of humour.
Sense of humour.
I got a good sense of humour.
Sense of humour.
Got a great sense of...
Sense of humour.
Sense of humour. After the zoo, we went to pub and I bought myself a pie, and I bought kids fish cakes, and the other one fish fingers. They're big on fish, I don't know why. I think it's because they were born very near canal. I've got a great sense of humour.
I got a great sense of humour.
All me mates.
It's so funny, you know, because... just so fucking funny, you know.
I go in pub and they all laugh at me because they know I'm the one that makes them all laugh. And when I walk in door, they laugh at me, and I wonder why sometimes, but it's because I'm funny, man.
I'm so funny, no, it's so fucking funny. I'm really funny.
After a pub, we went down to Bucky's, and I made a bet. I made one of these random bets that you can make that anything in the world could happen. You know what I bet on? I bet that in the next 12 hours I'd never get stung by a gorilla with a poisonous sting in his tail. You know what I did? I put down 50 quid and I went back to that zoo. You know what? Won me £1 million.
You know what? It's so funny. I won me £1 million on a stupid bet about a gorilla.
£1 million.
I won me £1 million, you know. You should try it yourself. It's guaranteed profit.
And the stupid fuckers in the bookies owe me money now. But after bookies, my evening continued into the local, where I swiftly downed several pints of vodka, a bottle of Perry, and a few aftershocks.
And a baby sham.
Oh, and a baby sham and all, I forgot about that, yeah. And I was fucked.
So you can get more from us at Maggot House from our Facebook page at facebook.com/maggothouse.
We don't have many friends.
And you can also get lots more music, of course, from our Bandcamp website at maggothouse.bandcamp.com. We're more important, clearly. And yes, you can get more Meat Feast, Jazz Thrash Assassin, Fluxum, Octopod, Polly Danielson, and lots of other random crap that I'm sure you'll love.
I hear that beat, I jump out of my seat, but I can't compete, cause I'm a dancing fool.